is the evening edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. Here, this stands call nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also via echoing node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Located up Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs, licensed off-road, the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic announcements for bulletins for the net. Please call WG4MC or net control. Remind everyone, this is a direct net. All station quiz without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check your proper alphabetical group. Please check in. Please give your call sign phonetically. As always, appreciate your name, location, and send your intent to mail the net for the right to you portion. Before we start with our check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-in, starting with W4SCM, friend TR, and his wife, Ella, N4IEI, K4XMR, Male Prosperity, KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, KG4QLQ, Linda Piedmont, and Don, her husband, KG4PFI, we got KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer, K4OSH, Mr. Pat Malden, KC4W, Bill and Anderson, W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher, RAX, Jim and Dawsonville, KA5WLL, Roy Wayne Taylors, KZ4WNP, Landon and Dawsonville as well. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check, since we don't have any echo link stations up, so we'll go straight to the RF portion. Tonight being Thursday night, we start with Quebec through Tango Group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be nominated.
Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you talking by, Chris. Then we got N0TR, Mr. Tom in Greer. Appreciate you talking by, Tom. Hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well, and tell her I said hello. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Our next alphabetical route, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, E through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Control. This is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Jeep in Columbus, North Carolina. Just check me in and out, but I'll be listening.
Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa. That would be KO 4, Huba. Alexander here in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and 7-3 to everyone on the net and Happy New Year.
KE4ZHF, that's Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you stopping by, Keith. Then we have Alexandra in Traverse Rest, KO4ULP. Appreciate you stopping by, Alexandra, and hope you have a happy new year as well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Have everybody for the Uniform through Zulu route, so we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative.
4MC. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform from Yotango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel and Taylors, and I'm negative and negative.
MC. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
4MC. Matt, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4MC. Matt, please check in. KiloKilo4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, KiloKilo4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all indeed bot and we'll all be negative and negative.
The Blueberry Team Internet. We'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave and Greer. Appreciate you talking by Dave. Then we got KM4BLH, that's Kirk in Greenville. Appreciate you talking by Kirk. Then we have KI4DTY, that's Daniel in Taylors. Appreciate you talking by Daniel. And then we have N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Then we got Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and his wife Joy, K3JOI. Gary, hope you're doing well and Happy New Year. Please tell Miss Joy I said hello. And then we got KK4DMW, that's Rick, and his wife Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. Please tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well and Happy New Year. Additional stations to Alpha 3 Delta, A through D for the Blueridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please check in and out. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4, DAT. Dang, I'm over here in Gastonia, North Carolina. Happy New Year, it's been pretty well.
3MC. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
Right to welcome WX4DAT, that's Dan in Gastonia. Appreciate stopping by, Dan. We got KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. All right, we'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which is Echo Through Hotel. E through H for the Blue Ridge Community Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Next, Trove, please check in. KK48XB, Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
MC. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kendall, North Carolina. Happy New Year, Matt, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KK4HXB, that's Earl and TR. Appreciate you talking about Earl. Then we got KC4EZN. That's Harry up there in Canada. Appreciate you stopping by, Harry, and Happy New Year. Additional stations that go to the hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Alphabetical group, which will be India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you would like to check in, please call WG4MC.
3MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and say 73s for each one of you.
4MC. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
We would like to welcome KK4JFO, that's James up there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you stopping by, James. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife, Donna. KC4MFK, they make their home in Greer. Appreciate you stopping by, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello and hope you all have a Happy New Year. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Now sliding down to the next alphabetical group, which is the very patient group for this Thursday evening, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Form C.
Form C. Good evening, Matt. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm at my QTH in Pelzer tonight. 7:30 you, Matt, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
3MC. Captain Bacon calling the net. Please check in. Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt is Lake Bowen and Edmund. I'll be negative and negative.
4MC. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is a deer camp. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. We're at the deer camp tonight. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Matt.
We would like to welcome KO4NNH, Fred and Pelzer. Appreciate you stopping by, Fred. So we got K4OIM, Mr. Walt, Lake Bow at Edmund. Appreciate you stopping by, Walt. Then we got KO4NUE, Chad, and his wife Anna. KO4RYP in camp, in Duke camp, they said. Appreciate you stopping by, Chad. Hope you and Miss Anna are doing well, and Happy New Year. Additional stations, Mike 345, M3P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, so now let's open up to that big group, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you would like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, N4WHM, Bill in Hartwell, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative. 73s and Happy New Year.
4MC. Oh, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
I'd like to welcome Ian for WHM, that's Bill in Hartwell, Georgia. Appreciate you stopping by, Bill. And then we got Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock, KI4LZI. Appreciate you stopping by, Andy. Hope you're doing well and happy new. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. And that's again the form portion of the net with our thanks for open checking in. All stations with CNT Secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for IQ, so we'll open it up again for check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. Or if anybody would like to stick around for a comment, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Here's the British Team Internet. Final call for check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. Or if anybody would like to do some rag to you and stick around for a comment, please call WG4MC or Net Control. The Blue Ridge Team Internet, nothing hard. That's all we have, everybody, for this Thursday edition of the Blue Ridge Team Internet. And in about, 26 hours and 40 minutes, we'll be saying Happy New Year in 2022. Stand by, and I'll send the net report. MC, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone who's checking in. We will now return the feeder back to normal amateur use. 7-3, good night and good luck, and see everybody in 2022. 7-3, WG4MC clear.
JW, you happen to be by, Dave, KI4LZI.
KI4LZI, W4DJW. Yeah, if you get a pause, it's because I'm answering a PSK31 call. I'm talking to a guy in Texas at the moment. But yeah, I'm here. Go ahead, Andy.
Just one thing, I sent my news in about a week or two ago, I think 2 weeks ago more likely. After what happened last year, I'm just checking with you to see if y'all ever got them.
We have yours. You are in the second batch of 8. As soon as I get up to 8 people that sign up, I'll print out the cards, the QSL cards. Not the QSL cards. My mind's getting crossed over. I'm doing PSK and doing QSL cards. I'll do the club cards, a sheet of 8 at one time, and laminate them and cut them up and send them out. So I think we're only about two people away from having another batch of eight ready to go, and then you'll get yours in that. You'll get your card in the mail from me when that happens, or a couple of days after that.
Perhaps I'll ask you. You can understand why I'm asking about it. Huh? Just wanted to be sure. KI4LCI.
Yeah, and someone else was asking how they can do it without using PayPal, and you were a good example. I said, Andy did it, and here's how he did it. And so they did the same thing, and they got theirs paid without using PayPal, too. So appreciate you doing that, Andy. I didn't know if anybody was checking on the P.O. box, but evidently Leroy is checking on the P.O. box.
I don't know, you know. KI4LCI, I use it, so I'm going to help support it. KI4LCI.
Thank you, Andy. Very much appreciated. Good to hear you here. Glad we have you on this repeater. Good to hear your voice. KI4LZI, W4DJ, WClear.
WKO4NNH.
Hey, Fred. How's the robot programming going?
I can't lie to you, Dave. I'm actually not at work. I won't be at work until next year. So I've been off for the past 2 weeks technically now, but... Now, I have a question regarding how to get a membership with the Brawlers Club. You got a second?
I do now. I just wrapped up my QSO in Texas. So I'm free from my PSK31 software for a few minutes. Go ahead.
How do I join the Brawlers Club?
So there's a form, I believe, that you can fill out. It's like a PDF file that you can fill out. It just answers a few questions, and just send that. It has where you need to send that, what email you need to send that to. And at the next club meeting, they bring yours up along with other people that want to join, and they pass it by the club. So the club has to vote you in. If anybody knows of a reason that they shouldn't, they speak up, and I don't see any problem. I download the form, fill out the form, and send it into the place that they say to send it into on the website. And do that by this coming Monday, and they'll vote on you in this Monday's meeting. And then you'll know by the end of the meeting whether you're in or not.
I'm actually on the website right now. I actually just opened it up, so I'll be sure to... I'll be sure to go ahead and take care of this. I figured I'd ask. I've been wanting to join the club for a little while. I just ain't figured out how.
All right. Well, if you run into any glitches, let me know. If you can't get me on here, you can get me my email on QRZ. It's good on QRZ if you look it up, my call sign. But you shouldn't run into any glitches. There's a lot of people doing that this time of the year. And it's working so far, no issues. Welcome aboard. Good to have you on board.
Yeah, I'm actually, I was just sitting there filling it up real quick while you were talking. I was paying attention, though. But, now, Dave, to answer go back to the robot question, though, I'll definitely be busy this upcoming year. They have put in a lot of new robots, and I've got my work cut out for me. I already know it's coming.
Well, that's good. That's good to have plenty of work. You know, they're calling 2021 the big resignation, and because of that, they're calling it also the solution to the big resignation is the robot. So you're in the right business.
Yes, that's correct. The one thing I can't stand is the schedule they got me on. It's practically 12 days on, 2 days off, and 2 days I'm off. Y'all would never hear me on the air because I'm more likely to sleep trying to catch up on sleep.
I get that. When I started doing what you're doing for Machine Shop, it was three rotating shifts. So I'd be doing that for three different shifts, and it was hard to keep up with when you were supposed to be at work and when you weren't. But I did that for like 6 years and decided I'd go back to school and get out of that, and did. But it was an experience. I know the weird schedules, they can mess you up. I get it.
Yeah, Dave, I'm not going to lie, it's practically no time for me to get things done that I need to get done, but you know what, though, next year I get 3 weeks vacation, so I'm definitely going to be using it this upcoming year.
That's the thing to do. I didn't take a lot of my vacation. It was use it or lose it, and I lost lots of weeks of vacation. You don't want to do that. That's a bad example.
Well, I did this year. I practically saved it all, and I basically put in for it about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And I told him flat out, this is not a request. This is a notice. I will not be here those days. And they were like, oh, no, why those days? That was their response.
Well, that's what the—that's what the company has that for, to make them competitive with everybody else. So, you know, as long as you put your name in the hat before everybody else does for those days, there shouldn't be any issues there.
I was frankly one of the first people that put in for it, and everybody else tried to get it off. And I heard they had to turn some people down because of that. But you know what? I can't complain though. I put in for it when I did, and I'm kind of glad I did. And oh man, I just can't wait for that week between May and June to roll around, because I'll be taking another week off then, and I'll be having a lot of fun around then.
You should be able to. I mean, with what you do, you should be able to do that from home too, if push comes to shove, right?
Yes, but no. I've got to do the paperwork side of it. They focus more on the paperwork than the digital side, so I can't really do it over through the time app that we use, so I got to stick with the paperwork that they give me.
I get it. But if they wanted to, they could modify the process. if push comes to shove, and they, you know, if those variants don't tame down, which it seems like they are a little bit, they're not quite as bad. They think a new one comes out and they think, oh, this one's going to be really, really bad. And then it turns out, nah, it's not too bad. And then next one, oh, this one's a killer one. And then you find out, nah, it wasn't as bad as they thought it was.
Yeah, where they focus on is more or less the IT department gets everything first and foremost, and they have their hands all over it before anybody else. And they're the ones that make the ultimate factor of, do we use it or do we get rid of it? But Dave, got a quick question if you don't mind me asking. I got a project I'm working on, and I kind of need a secondhand opinion.
No, go ahead. No problem.
Supply here. It's a 30-amp power supply. It doesn't have power poles on it, and the connectors in the back are stripped out. I have space to put in a power pole, and it seems pretty easy. Would you recommend doing it, or would you not?
I'd do it. I wouldn't bat an eye at doing it. But you got to go find the parts, the replacement parts. You can usually find them on DigiKey or Mouser, or, you know, help get that guy Harley's Electronics over in Spartanburg to help you find them. But as long as you can find the parts and you got the right kind of wire, you know, to re-solder the parts on, to put solder new parts on, look on the inside. I don't know if you've taken it apart yet. But power supplies are pretty simple. They're not really complex beasts like some other things are. So, you know, I'd go ahead and try to tackle something like that. That's one of your easier electronic components to fix.
Yeah, today I was looking at it. I actually had it in my hands, and I saw two huge capacitors. I was like, oh, boy, this is going to be interesting to work around. I'm not electrically inclined. I'm more of a programming and mechanical guy. I've never really... And it's kind of funny because I work with electrical components every day, at least on my job, and I like programming more than anything. But now after that, I thought it'd be pretty simple, but I don't know if it, not exactly looked down on, but if it's not recommended to work on these power supplies or not.
Well, that's the same way I was. I went into electrical engineering mechanical. I started out in mechanical engineering. And they forced me to take a programming class, and that's the reason I switched my major over to computer science, was because of that one class. But I'm like you. I was mechanically inclined. I could take anything apart and put it back together. I liked working with my hands. But boy, when I saw what I could do in the abstract world, so much more, I switched over immediately. So I don't think as long as you're just replacing out, stripped out components, that's purely mechanical. Replace what? There that's broken with what's new, and you should be fine. Just, I don't know if you've got an ohm meter, but just make sure, you know, you don't have any dead shorts or anything like that. You don't want to start a fire or blow up one of those capacitors. That could be dangerous. As long as you replace what's there with non-stripped out parts, the same way that it's wired now, you should be fine.
Yeah, they got like two screw terminals on there. They felt like really soft material from the beginning. I had a funny feeling they were pretty cheap, but I got a friend of mine 3D printed me a bracket for a power pole connectors. I'm going to put all that together, and I was thinking about just ripping the old stuff out and putting some power poles in and starting to work on power pole type stuff over here in my shack. I got plans to do or build my shack up a little bit in a, I went W4AK, I went to AK's house. I think the call sign was W4AK or AKG at the end. I can't remember fully off the top of my head. I'm sure Gary's going to come on here and correct me. But I went over there to his house. He had a pretty nice set, and I went to Gary's house, and both of them inspired me to really start looking at a way to do this, and that's just one of the things I'm working on, trying to get my shack the way I want it to be.
You're right. His call was W4AKG. He and W4TWX is the one that set me straight to get my license in 05. Y'all carry on, KI4LCI.
Thanks, Andy. I was going to tell him the same thing, that the G on the end is still correct. He had a G on the end of his call. But that's how you get started. That's something simple. That's a good example of something that you can dip your toe in the water. I've got one of those Elenco switching power supplies. It's a 30-amp power supply, 32-amp power supply, I think. And I bought a second one at a ham fest because it was a good price, but somebody had loosened those things up on the back, those terminal connectors on the back, banana plug kind of things. And when I tried to tighten them back down, there wasn't any fixing them. I had to replace them. So I did the same thing you're doing, is replace them. I did get some silicon wire to replace the hard wire that was inside, because it looked like it had been, somebody had really used it, put it under a lot of load for a long period of time, and made the wires brittle. So I got some silicon wire, the same gauge, but a lot more flexible, and replaced the brittle copper wire that had been kind of abused with that silicon wire that's really flexible. And, you know, it's braided, but it's still the same, can carry the same voltage. And it worked out really good. I'm still using it. You know, I use it all the time, every day. I use it now for charging my airplane batteries, and I can pull 15 amps off of it, you know, for a couple of hours while I'm charging batteries, and it doesn't break a sweat.
Stage station ID. Yeah, I work with mainly, what's the gauge that wire, like 24, 26 gauge wire. It's one of the very tiny ones. That's what I work with over at work. It's all small signal sensor cables is what I work with. And the only real big wires I've worked with, at least in recent day within the past year, is in maybe 12 gauge. But back in my old job, which I worked at about 4 or 5 years ago now, it's been a while, but I worked at about 4 or 5 years ago now, the biggest wire I worked on was like 1-op or 2-op cable. That was a long time ago, and I don't remember all the electrical stuff they told me over there, unfortunately.
Well, when you're working with that big wire, the big heavy wire that carries a lot of current, you want to make sure you get that component, the wire, or the component that you're soldering it to, you want to tin both sides. You want to make sure you get it hot enough that the component is melting the solder, not the soldering. You don't want to get the soldering iron to melt the solder and then have the solder run onto the part. That's no good. That's a bad joint. You want to get the parts hot enough. So you need a good iron that has a big, thick tip that can conduct a lot of heat really quick, and put it on there, get it heated up, have the part melt the solder, not the soldering gun or soldering iron, have the part melt the solder, and then take it away, and when it solidifies, it should be shiny with a concave, not a convex. It shouldn't look like a bubble. It should look like a fillet. The solder should, as the parts go together. And if you can get it to do that, you know, practice on something else, and once you get it, you know, get the handle of it, you'll know. I mean, once you're used to it, or you've done it a few times, you'll know what's good versus bad. Bubbles are bad. Fillets are good.
I've been practicing on some coax cable here recently. I've been working on my own cables here recently, but that's the one thing. I understand where you're coming from there, honestly, and it's kind of one thing I've noticed recently when I've been making these cables. It's Now, every time I have it bubble up a little bit, I notice that I have higher SWR than with it, convex or fillet, whatever you want to call it. But that's one thing I've been noticing, especially with the soldering iron. I got I've been using a butane soldering iron. It's the only iron I got right now, and I need to get a hold of an electric one, honestly. But but yeah, I understand that. I've been actually practicing on making some coax cables, kind of practicing, and that's actually very good information. I didn't know if those are good solder joints or not. I appreciate the information, though.
Well, good luck with it, and if you have any doubts, send me an email or ping me on here, something like that, and we'll get you through it. The more people that know how to do that, the better off we all are.
Yeah, give either you or somebody else a ping or call, or be through email or over the computer. But, Dave, I appreciate it. I'm actually going to have to take off. I'm going to take care of this club form real quick, and I got to go. I've got to go get some rest. I got a big day tomorrow, and it's going to be a very interesting day tomorrow.
Okay, Fred. Well, I'll let you go, and Happy New Year, but I'll talk to you again. It was good talking to you. KO4NNH, W4DJW.
Happy New Year as well. KO4NNH, clear.
4JBQ, KO4NUE.
KJ4IHL, does anybody over there copy?
One station, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Yes, sir, go ahead.
This is KJ4IHL in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hearing your repeater a while ago doing a net. It's coming in over here really well. Over.
Where'd you say you were in Georgia?
I'm in Fayetteville. I understand this repeater is in Greenville.
Correct. It's on top of Caesar's Head Mountain. Near Highway 276. That's quite a haul from Fayetteville.
KLCI?
Straight into your repeater over there on the input. The name here is Marie, and I am a female ham. Over.
Apologize. Can you give me your call again, please?
Kilo Juliet 4, India, Hotel Lima.
This is KO4NUE. Name is Chad, and I'm in Pickens, South Carolina tonight.
You said Chad. How's your weather?
Muggy, drizzly, not what you expect for this time of year, I guess, but it's just, you know, kind of muggy and sticky and in between comfortable and not, I guess. Not sure exactly what the correct temperature is, but it's neither hot or cold. It's just stuck in between.
QSL. Yeah, we're supposed to have 75 degrees here on New Year's Day. Probably going to have some more rain, which I'm hoping for some more rain, maybe, to keep down all the fireworks jazz going on. But it's good talking to you, Chad. Nice to meet you. I have relatives up in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Over.
Actually, QTH is in Campobello, but I'm up at the deer camp tonight. Me and my wife, and we're just trying to enjoy, you know, just trying to enjoy being on the river. But it's just, you know, we'd like for it to be a little bit colder, but it's just not cooperating.
Are you actually deer hunting? Are you having any luck?
We're not deer hunting. We just come up here and try to relax a little bit. Yeah, it's a bunch of deer and turkey up here, and I don't really hunt anymore. I used to, but I don't anymore. But we just call it the deer camp, I guess.
Ed talks to you. I'm going to go ahead and clear off here and see what else I might have open that I can hit tonight. You have a great New Year's and a wonderful New Year. 73 from KJ4IHF.
IHF, KO4NUE. Pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Happy New Year, 73. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Kilo, Juliet 4, I hate liver. IHL, over.
4, I hate liver. Yes, ma'am, I got it. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Roger that, 73.
4LZI. It's too back. Well, I don't know if they're still carrying on over there or not. You know, you was wanting to know before about balance, Chad, over on the one system over there, sometime a little before 8:30, I don't know if they're still there or not, they was going to do some talking over there about certain types of balance over on the one system.
Listen to it for probably 30-40 minutes, and the topic of discussion was the G5RV. So I listened to it for a while and got some good information, but I'm still liking my dipole. I'm just gonna leave. I'm gonna leave it in place. If it's doing what it's supposed to do, then, you know, I'm not gonna worry about it.
Heard it. I didn't know if you did or not. You wouldn't believe too what I heard on sideband net tonight. Of all things, the net manager who was calling the net on sideband net tonight was using a G5RV.
KO4NUE, well, more power to them. if they like it, use it. That's just not for me.
Like I said, I don't have an answer for you. Why it works good for some people and it don't, but apparently it does. That's the only answer I got about it, just what I've heard others, and I heard that tonight on 3915, and I heard, let's see, it's called KG4RUE down at Anderson. He's the net manager for the sideband net, and he done the net down there tonight, and I heard him tell one of the relay stations, I'm using a G5, he said what gear he had, no. He said he's using for an antenna, that's, of all things, a G5RV.
I'm glad it's working for him, and just this didn't do much for me. I messed with it all. I was gonna mess with it and just couldn't do anything with it. But the Slim Jim, Chris helped me put up Slim Jim today, and it's working really well. I lost a Spartanburg repeater. I can't hit it, but I gained four other stations, and I got them written down over here. I'm not sure what they are, but lost Spartanburg, and I think I lost Greer, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that, but, you know, hey, when I'm up here, I just need to be able to get in on the repeaters up this way.
Tell you about everything, but where I'm at here, I have to, with what I've got to catch the conditions just right, run 50 watts, then I can get into the Spartanburg 315 machine. Otherwise, I can't get into it. And you was talking about the Greer repeater. That's the 146.94. It's up on Paris Mountain. And Paris Mountain don't have anywhere near the elevation that Caesar's Head has.
I hear you. But, as I mean, like I said, it's working. I'm pleased with it. It's a lot heavier than my other antenna. But other than that, I don't have any issues with it.
Well, that's good to hear that it's doing something. Like I said, you overall you're doing pretty well, old chap. Certainly a lot better. It don't matter, even though it's more critical here on VHF than HF. That feed line in itself can mean everything.
That difference, but I did try both. Changed the feed line out and then put my old antenna back up. And I don't think there was that much of a difference. Now I know there's a difference. I know there's a big difference, but I wasn't able to notice much. But when I put the Slim Jim up, I can definitely, things are a lot cleaner, and I'm able to hit, like I said, I'm able to hit everything kind of north, northeast, I think, which is kind of where I need to be.
LZFID, you still at some point when you can get that, topography map and take a good look at it, it'll tell you everything you can ever need to know about what's in the way and what's not in the way.
I've looked at Google Maps a little bit when me and Chris were trying Simplex months ago, and we just kind of gave up with Omni. It just was not gonna happen. But we got the beams put up and it's, you know, a different ball game.
And so that right there will make all the difference in the world between y'all's two destinations from over there to over there. Makes a big difference. Like I said, here on these frequencies, the lay of the land is everything. Very much everything.
By the road, I can't remember what it measures as the crow flies, but by the road it's 63 miles from here to there. So I'm not exactly sure what it is by crow flight, but I'd say be, I don't know, 40 something miles, I'd say. That's not too bad.
Boy, and just like I was saying before about Paris Mountain, from here to Paris Mountain, even that 1,000-watt transmitter they got on 16255, I can't get a good enough signal on it to hear the tone alert that they send out when there's any warnings there. I just cannot get it. I can get the signal, but I can't get the signal good enough to get the tone alerts here on the scanner. It ain't gonna happen. I've done all kinds of things to try to make it happen, thinking I've done something wrong. It just won't happen.
KO4NUE, yeah, that's really frustrating. I mean, you can hear it, but just can't get enough of it, or just can't get out. That's just, yeah, I feel your pain. That drives me absolutely crazy. And that's why I've changed things up around here, trying to, you know, get to a point where I can at least get out. And I've done that, so I'm happy with that. I'm pleased with it, actually.
KI4LZI. You in here, Larry? KK4JBQ, KI4LZI. Taking a break from us tonight. I know I learned a lot about that from those topo maps and such matters as that. Well, when it comes to the weather station, I'm just receiving, of course, on that, but it's still, if you don't have, with that tone that they send out, you can't have a real poor signal and get that and get it right, or even get it at all. You got to have a real good signal. And I can get it, but not good enough to get that tone alert on it.
Well, I'm not sure what to say about that, Andy. It must be a difficult spot where your antennas are, I guess. But I got weather radio down here before I got my license, and I hadn't had any problems. But like I said, there's some spots that's just horrible, and it's probably a combination of a lot of things, I'd say, but I guess the main would have to be this big rock that's, you know, south of me, or me down in this depression, I guess. But it is, you know, it is what it is. Have to work with what you got, and sometimes it's compromised. I'm just glad to be able to do something with it.
Look at Matt, know about that from here where I'm at to Paris Mountain. I don't know how many hills are not even counting right up here that I can see. How many hills and there is between here and Paris Mountain back over that way, a number of hills. And it's a wonder I can hear any signal at all from over there. That weather station runs 1,000 watts output. That goes a long ways to help, but you take some of those amateur repeaters, especially those UHF repeaters over there, more so than anything. That 441-675, it's on the heart system over there. I've never, ever heard that here, ever. And the 145-37, it's over there on the heart system on Paris Mountain. I can hear it when the conditions are right. I can hear it some, but getting into it reliably, it ain't going to happen.
And then on SE Heart, I think it was this morning, Andy, on the way in this morning. That was kind of interesting to listen to. They were reporting in all the way from Charleston, and that's pretty neat.
LZI, well, I don't know if the weather, sometimes when somewhere in the state, depending on the weather, they'll link them up. If the weather's severely bad enough, they will, so I'm not sure. I know during when some of those hurricanes have been off the coast, they'll link up. Quite a few of them may well, and sometimes on the VHF side of the link, you can hear some of what's going on down there. So, depending on how severe the weather is and where it is, sometimes they link those up when they wouldn't otherwise be linked up.
We're definitely linked this morning. I'm pretty sure it was this morning. And all the, I guess, major hospitals were reporting in. It's kind of interesting to listen to.
For LZI Friday, I believe it was 3 years ago, we had an exercise that was over here that was in conjunction with the heart system, and me and another station who resides over at, KK4GTI John down at Sunset. He and I was out there at the hospital out at Cannon, and we were working with an exercise with them. From there at the hospital at there at Cannon, we was going in through 145-37 on 2 meters, and the hospital part was going to be at when during the exercise on the UHF machine, 441-675 it was. So there's exercises that goes on along on the heart system at various times throughout the year, all the time.
They have a schedule posted on the website. I can't recall how often it is, but it's pretty frequent. And they, you know, they got zones, different zones that check in across the state. And if you listen in, they'll start up in the upstate, and they'll go all the way through the Midlands, all the way down to the lowlands, you know, and listen to, you know, kind of what they got to report in. It's pretty interesting to listen to. It gets boring pretty quick, but when, you know, COVID was at its height, you kind of learned real quick what, you know, what that system was doing. And it's pretty neat, and I'd say probably pretty effective too, as far as moving information.
For LZI Friday. Well, they'd started building that system not long after I got my tech license. They did. The thing that hurts me here is, like I said, they once had a machine that was on the hard system on Caesar's Head at one time, but they don't know more. And unfortunately, as some of the things we were saying earlier, on the heart system, that 09 in Spartanburg comes in here better than the 37 is on Paris Mountain for the very things I was talking about a while ago. And none of those machines, from here, I can't get into them with an HT. That just ain't going to happen.
Were you on an HT today when I was talking to you, or are you on a portable?
T is a portable. You hear anybody on VHF or UHF? You hear them talk about their own HT? Most of the time, they're operating on a portable, most of the time. Yes, I was on HT earlier today, because I hadn't hooked this 8900 back up yet, because I wasn't certain yet if the weather was yet conducive to where I could get.
It's a pretty bad storm last night. I think Tom reported in weather was coming in, and he was right. I mean, it woke us up last night, and I unplugged everything after the net last night, and I dropped all my, you know, unplugged all my antennas. But it got pretty rowdy. I'd say probably after midnight, I'd say.
LZI, well, how did you come about getting the 145.47 91.5 programs into that and right there?
I didn't understand the question, Andy. How did I do it? Is that what it was?
Just wondering if you ever got the 145.47 programmed in that radio there. You know, you and I have been on 195 before, so I know you got it that in there. Did you ever get the 47 in there?
I remember putting something in it, Andy. I took the radio apart and cleaned it. And I wrote down a bunch of stuff to put in it. I left my notes at home, so I'm not sure. I'll have to bring my notes back up here and see, but I'm pretty sure I did. But I hit four or five of them today, and figured out, you know, the main ones that was important to me. And that's, you know, where I'm on. You know, I'm happy with that, I guess. But I'll bring my notes back up here and check it next time I'm up here.
KI4LZFID. Back over Campobello, I don't know if you can get into any of these other Warren's machines over here or not, other than 195. But 47, it's on Caesar's Head. You've got a chance that you might be able to get into it from over there. You can. And during times of bad weather, that's where the Sky One business is going on 145.47, tone 91.5.
195, it doesn't link with Warren's?